Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
Today's feature is dedicated to answering a question from one of our frequent listeners who wrote this. What is the effectiveness of lumbar support cushions for cars, office chairs, and so on? Well, the effectiveness of those supports comes from proper sizing and positioning of the supports. In general, what those supports are doing is encouraging the proper C-shaped curve of the lower back that we call a lordosis. If that curve flattens or becomes too sharply curved, that's when back troubles can develop. For example, people who sit a lot are at greater risk for herniated lumbar discs because the curve of the lumbar spine is not correct. This happens over time because the psoas muscle, which attaches to the lumbar spine and crosses through the abdominal cavity to the hip, tends to tighten and shorten significantly when habitually sitting for long periods of time. When that muscle tightens, it pulls the lumbar spine forward and the spine loses the designed spring-like support system to properly hold the weight of the upper body. The weight of the upper body then rests entirely on the sitting bones rather than being distributed as it should be along the arch of the spine. So, back to answering our listener's question more directly. The benefits of the lumbar support cushion result from its ability to better maintain the lumbar and sacral alignment and distribute the weight of the upper body better along the spine. It also helps to ease some of the tension along the spine. Unfortunately, lumbar supports are not a one-size-fits-all solution, especially if using chairs that have some amount of built-in support. Sometimes an office chair, for example, does have some support built in, but it's not the best fit for the individual using it. In that case, it's beneficial to size up the exact amount of support needed by that person and get the right fit. While seated, have your feet flat on the floor with knees bent at a near 90-degree angle, hips at 90 degrees to your spine, and your shoulders relaxed with arms close to your sides. Your elbows, if your arms are out in front for typing, should be bent at about 90 degrees. Your torso should not be leaning forward, but should be just about straight up and down with your head supported well over your shoulders. Those tips should be adapted to automobiles as well, although I recognize that the angles will be a bit different depending on the vehicle. If a lumbar support can help establish this well-balanced sitting posture, then it's worthwhile. But nothing can be called perfect in the seated position. Our bodies were designed to move around frequently, and that's the best way to keep one's lumbar spine healthy, within moderation, of course. We'll talk more about that next week. In the meantime, if you have a general health question that you would like answered during this Healthy Living feature, I encourage you to write Dr. Wick at klbbradio.com. That's D-R-W-I-C-K at klbbradio.com.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.